Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksur Unvilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Scha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Prajana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivasakam Svitam Scha Hey Krishna Karna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brindavaneshri Prishubhanu Sudha Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Turuvyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patidana Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vastati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 8, Chapter 5 The Demigods Appeal to the Lord Text Number 49 Yata hi skanda shakanam taror Mula avashechanam evam aradhanam Vishno sarvesham atmanaha cha hi Itahi skanda shakanam taror mula avashechanam Sechanam Evam Aradhanam Vishno Sarvesham Atmanas Chahi Itahi Skanda Shakanam Taror Mulava Sechanam Evam Aradhanam Vishno Sarvesham Atmanas Chahi
Itahi Skandha Sakhanam
Itahi Skandha
Sakhanam
Karolmula Vasechanam
Evam Aradhanam Vishno
Evam Aradhanam Vishno
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When one pours water on the root of a tree, the trunk and branches of the tree are automatically pleased. Similarly, when one becomes a devotee of Lord Vishnu, everyone is served, for the Lord is the supersoul of everyone. Purport is stated in the Padma Purana. Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnur aradhanam param Tasmat parataram devi Tadiyanam samarchanam Of all types of worship, worship of Lord Vishnu is best, and better than worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his devotee, the Vaishnava. There are many demigods worshipped by people who are attached to material desires. Kamais tais ter ridha jnana prapadyantain yadevataha. Because people are embarrassed by so many material desires, they worship Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, the goddess Kali, Durga, Ganesha, and Surya to achieve different results. However, one can achieve all these results simultaneously just by worshipping Lord Vishnu. As stated elsewhere in the Bhagavatam, 4.31.14, Yata tarara mula nishe chanena tripyanti tatskanda bujo pasaka prano praharats chayatendriyanam tataiva sarvahanam atutejya. Just by pouring water on the root of a tree, one nourishes its trunk and all its branches, fruits and flowers, and just by supplying food to the stomach, one satisfies all the limbs of the body. Similarly, by worshipping Lord Vishnu, one can satisfy everyone. Krishna consciousness is not a sectarian religious movement. Rather, it is meant for all embracing welfare activities of the world. One can enter this movement without discrimination in terms of caste, creed, religion, or nationality. If one is trained to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, who is the origin of Vishnu Tattva, one can become fully satisfied and perfect in all respects. Yatahi skanda shakkanam tarora mula vasechanam evamaradhanam vishno sarvesham atmanas chahi. When one pours water on the root of a tree, the trunk and branches of the tree are automatically pleased. Similarly, when one becomes a devotee of Lord Vishnu, everyone is served, for the Lord is the super soul of everyone. Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Purastaya Buddhaya Srimate Bhakti Vidanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasatam Deve Gauravani Vicharane Nirvishesha Shunavadi Pasakya De Siddharane. This is the basic principle of devotional service. That by serving Lord Vishnu, automatically you will be serving everyone. The point is that everyone is a servant, therefore everyone is trying to figure out where to put our service so we can get the most in return. Well, we have to offer a service and everyone wants to get something in return for their service. But the devotees, they know if they serve Krishna, then they can get everything in return. And the example is used that if you want to water a tree, the best way of watering the tree is to water the root. And if one tries to water the leaves and branches, one will simply be wasting one's time. Or if one wants to supply food to the body, the best way of doing it is to supply food to the stomach. Just like the job of the finger is to work for the body, not to work independently. Similarly, when we understand that we're just like the branches of the leaves of the tree and that Krishna is the root, when we can figure that out, then we'll decide that the best way of working for ourselves is to work for the root. But as long as we think we're independent, that we have no connection with the root, that we're all just separate leaves and branches, then as we try to water ourselves or water each other, then the result is simply frustration. There is no result. An example for that is when the Pandavas were in the forest in exile. At that time, Duryodhana Muni was visiting Duryodhana, and Duryodhana received him very nicely. Duryodhana was quite a diplomatic person. He realized the value of pleasing a sage like Durvasa Muni. And after giving Durvasa Muni a very nice reception, Durvasa Muni asked him, "What can I do to reciprocate?" So he said, "I don't want anything, but I think it would be nice if you went to the forest with your 50,000 disciples and you visited the Pandavas. You go there around, 4 o'clock in the afternoon." So he said, no problem, I'll do that exactly as you requested. So Durvasa Muni, he went to visit Maharaj Yudhisthira and the Pandavas at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, right after the Pandavas had finished taking their prasadam. Draupadi had received the plate from the sun god, and as long as the Pandavas had not taken prasadam, then the plate would supply unlimited amounts of food. But if they had finished taking prasadam, then it wouldn't supply any more food. And Durvasa Muni came just at the time when they had finished prasadam, therefore the plate wouldn't supply any more food. So Maharaj Yudhisthira said, "Welcome, we'll be glad to serve you, and why don't you just take your baths, all Durvasa Muni and his 40,000 followers." So of course, what can you? You're in the they're in the middle of the forest. What can you cook? Even to pick 50,000 leaves off the tree would take some time, and probably they wouldn't appreciate boiled leaves. Welcome, sages. Even to find the salt, enough salt to feed 40,000. Sages is quite difficult. And leaves without salt don't taste very good. Therefore, they were in a little anxiety. What was going to happen? What can we do? We're going to displease the sages. And Durvasa Muni, he's Ashutosha. He's an expansion of Lord Shiva. When he's pleased, he gives great benedictions. And when he's displeased, he gives very severe curses. But at this time, Krishna is a super soul. He came, and he said, "What's the problem?" And Draupadi was crying that, Durvasa Muni and his 50,000 sages, they're coming to take prasadam, and we can't even give them leaves to eat. But Krishna said, "No problem. Just see if there's any prasadam left, and I'll take some of the prasad." So Draupadi started to cry even more strongly. "We can't feed the sages, and now you're coming and asking for prasadam too." But no, Krishna said, "Just check the pot and see if there's anything left." So she found one little pea or piece of spinach in the pot, gave it to Krishna, and Krishna ate it and was fully satisfied. And then it says that the whole three worlds were fully satisfied too. So Durvasa Muni and the sages were bathing the river. Suddenly they felt completely satisfied and full. They couldn't even eat one grain of rice. So they thought, now Yudhisthira Maharaj is going to call us prasadam. We're not going to be able to take anything. It's going to be a great offense. Better we leave immediately. Disappear. So Krishna told Bhima, "Now you go and call the sages and Durvasa Muni and tell them to come and take prasad." So Bhima went out and started to call out for the sages and Durvasa Muni, "Come and take prasadam." But they all had disappeared. And this way the situation was saved. So the idea is that if Krishna is satisfied, then everyone will be satisfied. And if Krishna is not satisfied, then we're simply wasting our time. Shrama eva hi kevala. Dharmaksa anusitak punsam. Vishvaksena kata suyat. Not padayat yadiratim, shrama eva hi kevalam. That duties, dharma executed by persons, are so much useless labor if they don't provoke attraction for hearing the message of Vasudeva. We may be working very nicely in the Vana and Ashram system, doing our duty. Of course, nowadays, people's duties are generally outside the Vana and Ashram system. But generally speaking, most people have to do some kind of duty or else they're completely usually fallen. They have to go to work at least. But we can see people go to work, they make money, but they're all morose. They're not exactly while they're working, and even when they're enjoying the fruits of their work, they're not very enlivened. The only time they get enlivened is when their football team wins. Otherwise, for the rest of the day, they're morose. And many times their football team doesn't win, and therefore they're morose all the time. Because they're trying to water the leaves and branches and then neglecting the root, which is Krishna. Tyaktva sadharma charanam bhujam harer bhujana pakvo tatpatat yato yadi yatra kwa badram abhuda mushakim kovarta apto bhajutam sadharma taha. That one may give up his occupational duty and take to the devotional service of the Lord. But even if such a person later on falls down, before his completing his perfection in devotional service, then there's really no loss, because devotional service is amrita, is eternal. Whatever is distributed to the root will have some benefit. But even if one is very expert at doing one's duty, but if one neglects supplying water to the root, supplying service to Krishna, then one is simply wasting one's time. The executing duties or the dharma and the vana anashram system is simply to encourage one to come to the realization that we should serve Krishna. Therefore, if one serves Krishna, one's activity is perfect. And if one neglects service to Krishna, then all one's activities are a waste of time. There is the story of the person who wanted to serve the greatest. So he was looking around, and he saw that there is one person, he went door to door, and everyone was giving him money. So he thought, if everyone's giving him money, he must be very great. Just like when the when Nawab Hussein Shah, he inquired from Rupa Goswami, who is this mendicant who's now appeared in my kingdom? Who is he? He was curious. And so Rupa Goswami said, oh, he's not really anything, not anyone very important. You should just neglect him. But then he asked one of his other servants, and he said, yes, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he's surrounded by hundreds and thousands of people, and he doesn't pay them anything. So only God can be surrounded by hundreds and thousands of people if he doesn't pay them anything. That if someone has some wealth or some prestige and he shares it with people or something, then people come around to get something. Just like Muhammad Ali. Everyone heard of Muhammad Ali? Cassius Clay? You heard of him? Yeah. You heard of him? So Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he was a friend of his. Somewhat of a friend. So he would come and visit him, and one of his complaints he had was that ever since I got all this money, all these people come to my house every day just to try and get something from me. Not to do anything. Not that, oh, you're Muhammad Ali. You're the greatest. So let's do something for you. No, let's get something from you. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing and chanting and surrounded by thousands of people, simply dancing and chanting with him. Therefore, the Hussein Shah was intelligent enough to realize that this person must be something special. Therefore, when the person looking for the greatest person saw that one, he's going around, this person going around, everyone's giving him money, he's not doing anything, they thought, oh, this person must be very special. He happened to be the tax collector. So therefore he became a servant to the tax collector. But then he noticed that the tax collector was giving his money to the mayor. So he thought, why should I serve the tax collector? The mayor is the ultimate person who's getting the money. So he became a servant to the mayor. But then he saw that the mayor was giving a proportion of the money that he was making to the governor. So he became a servant to the governor. And then he saw the governor was giving the money to the king. So he became a servant to the king. Then he became a then he saw that the king was giving service to the emperor, so he became a servant to the emperor. But then he saw the emperor went to the temple and gave money to the deities. It's a pious emperor. So he decided to become a servant to the deities. And that's where it stopped. Therefore, everyone is actually trying to find out where to put our loving propensity. Ultimately, that's what we have to give. Although people may do so many things externally with their body, minds, and words, but actually, we're simply trying to put our loving propensity in some direction. As Prabhupada writes, in the materialistic concept, the husband works for the benefit of his family, or the society, or the country. He gives one's energies in that direction because he wants to enjoy a kind of rasa. The little children will go, goo, 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 daddy, daddy. And he'll feel great ecstasy. He's chanting my glories. So therefore he'll feel some reciprocation. This is the type of rasa that the person works for. And as we heard, this kind of rasa is not eternal. It only lasts as long as the body lasts. In the case of Trithviketu Maharaj, the little boy who's gone goo 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 goo, in his case, in his previous lifetime, was the king's enemy and died just to put the king in anxiety. And after Trithviketu left, changed his body, became Vritrasura, he forgot all about this little baby boy going goo 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 goo. So therefore, it's not Amrita, it's only temporary, and it is Chapalasukha. It is only a very small amount of happiness one can derive. Just like a drop of water in the desert, it may be a drop of water, no one will deny that it's a drop of water, but in the desert it's not very significant. Therefore, in the prayers of many of the acharyas, they explain how the happiness of material life is just like a drop of water in the desert, insignificant. Or when Prabhupada gave some of the devotees sannyas, he sung the prayer of Govinda Das. Bhajahure mana shinandanandana abhaya charanara vindayare. And then part of that is what's that? Putra, what's the first word? Edana yovana putra parijana iti kayacha pariti re kamala dala jala jivana tala mala bhajahu hari pada niti re. Now what is the value of this youth, this children, this family, all these different things? They're just like a drop of water on the lotus flower that's about to fall off. That is very temporary. We may try to enjoy them for some time, but then ultimately they disappear. We may not want them to disappear, but it doesn't depend upon what we want or what we don't want. They'll ultimately disappear, and will disappear also, and find ourselves in another circumstance. Therefore, instead of trying to serve some temporary situation, even in the midst of doing our duty in the temporary situation, one should remember that one is Krishna's eternal servant. So it's like even in household life, that there is an art of household life that one has to learn in order to have a successful household life. In the materialistic conception of life, a successful household life means to have some children who grow up to be lawyers and doctors, and one is successful. As long as they make money and you retire and you have the ability to travel in your retirement, then you had a very successful household life. Never mind, in your next lifetime, no one knows what species of life you're going to enter into. That's not even considered. But according to Priyavrata Maharaj, Priyavrata was sitting on a rock, a great mountain actually, and he was being preached to by Narada Muni. So Narada Muni generally preaches renunciation. And Priyavrata Maharaj was quite enthusiastic to renounce the world and enter purely into Krishna consciousness. But At that same time, his father, Swayambhuva Manu, had desired to retire from managing the universe at different yugas, at different times. There are different positions, obviously, or apparently for the Manus. So this time, Swayambhuva Manu, he was ruling over the whole universe. But he wanted to retire. But his other son, Uttanapada, and his other sons were not capable, or for some reason they were not going to manage the universe. Only Priyavrata Maharaj was eligible to manage the universe. Therefore, he came with Lord Shiva, with Lord Brahma, and with Swayambhuva Manu. That's how many Mahajans? That's four Mahajans. It's a big conference of Mahajans. Four of the 12 had come there. And he asked Priyavrata Maharaj to give up renounce his renunciation and take up household life and rule the kingdom. So he was not very enthusiastic, but it was Narada Muni, but it was three Mahajans against one. So they were outnumbered. So he took up household life in the universe. He became the emperor of the whole universe, such a powerful emperor that he built a chariot. And the chariot's wheels created the oceans. The ocean of salt water, the ocean of sugarcane juice, the ocean of milk, the ocean of curd. That was quite a chariot. Hundreds and thousands and millions of yojanas long. And he even created a second son, who was so powerful. But in his household life, he acted just like an attached householder. His wife would dress very nicely. She'd have so many feminine gestures just to attract his mind. So he didn't think, he didn't say, "My dear lady, do you know who I am? I've been a brahmachari since, time immemorial practically. And here you are, you're trying to attract me like this, trying to enthuse me. But, you're just wasting your time." No, he didn't do that. He actually accepted her service. That was her service, to encourage him in his duty. And therefore he acted just like an attached householder. But although externally he acted like an attached householder and accepted the service given by his wife, but inside of himself he always remembered that he was simply a servant of Krishna. He always remembered that she's the energy of Krishna doing her service, and I'm also the energy of Krishna doing my service. Therefore he didn't think, "Now I am the enjoyer and the Lord." He simply thought he was a servant. And therefore, in spite of being in household life, he remained always in Krishna consciousness. So he played his part externally perfectly well as a householder, as a king ruling the universe, as an emperor. But inside himself, he always remained conscious of his position as Krishna's eternal servant. Therefore, everyone has to do that. One has to realize that we're Krishna's energy, we're Krishna's servant. And though externally we may act in so many different ways according to what our duty is, but inside ourselves we shouldn't forget that. And therefore, that's the real watering the root of the tree. But if we forget that, although externally we may perform devotional service, but if we forget we're Krishna's servant, then we won't make very much progress towards Krishna consciousness. So that internal understanding of who we are and what our duties are, and that Krishna is the root and we have to water him, that's the Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, Krishna uses the example, Urdvam mulamadakshakam ashvatam prahur avyam jadamsi yasya parnani yastvam veda savedavit. That there is a banyan tree, it has its roots upward and its branches down, and the Vedic hymns are its leaves. That one who knows this tree is a knower of the Vedas. Adas Churvam Prasritas Tasya Satya Guna Purida Vishaya Pravala Adas Chamolana Nushantitani Karmanu Banini Munushaloke. This branch is Adas Churvam Prasritas Purani Adas Adascha. Adas Churavan Prasritas Tasya Sakya. Branches of this tree extend downward and upward, nourished by the three modes of material nature, the twigs of the objects of the senses. This tree also has roots going down, and these abound to the fruit of actions of human society. Narupam asyeha tato palabhyate nanto na chadir na chasam pratishta ashvatame nam suviruda mulam asanga shastrena dridena chitva tatak patam tat parimargi tavyam yasmin katana anivartante buya yat eva chandyam purusha purani etak paritis prasritas purani. The real form of this tree cannot be perceived in this world. No one can understand where it ends, where it begins, or where its foundation is. But with determination, one must cut down the strongly rooted tree with a weapon of detachment. And thus one must seek that, thereafter, one must seek that place from which, having gone, one never returns, and there surrender to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything began and from whom everything is extended since time immemorial. In other words, one of the problems is that this tree looks exactly like the real tree, but this tree is just the product of our desires. It has no real existence in the sense that it's all temporary. It appears to be real. It appears that there's something really going on here, love affairs and romance and so many things are going on, but it's just an illusion. That same man or woman that you're embracing, when they die and they turn into dust or into other material ingredients, you don't want to go and embrace them anymore. The only thing you can embrace is your imagination, what you think they are. But the real person that we want to embrace has the spiritual body, Krishna. So when you embrace him, when we serve him, and thinking about Krishna by serving Krishna, one can actually feel Krishna or embrace Krishna. So that embrace is actually real. That service to Krishna, that consequently, if one is sincerely serving Krishna, that ability to embrace Krishna within one's consciousness, that's a real embrace. All these other embraces without Krishna, they're simply products of our imagination. If someone went, on the street, was walking down the street, and they saw there were some, bags on the street, and they were full of bile and mucus and air. Someone would immediately cross over the street and would want to, wow, there's some beautiful bags of bile, mucus, and air, let me go and embrace them. No, one will immediately cross over to the other side. But if those bags have a certain form, then everyone thinks, oh, let me take it home and embrace it. So this is certainly a product of material illusion. Therefore, the only solution is to understand things at the same time in relation with Krishna. That Krishna has to be served in all circumstances. Therefore, the acharyas, they don't decry any stage of life. Everything becomes an ashram if Krishna is the center. And if Krishna is not the center, then everything is just a waste of time. So, thank you. Any questions, comments? Yes?
I do have a question. It's not quite related, but it's...
Could we start with something with... Maybe someone has. Does anyone have a question that's somewhat related? Yes.
In the verse, it says that one shouldn't water the branches and then water the root. And then in that first, the verse that's going to be before, it says that one should worship the devotees, not Vishnu. So if you take the devotees as the branch of the limbs of Vishnu.
Well, we take the devotees. We can't take the devotees as separate from Krishna. As soon as we take the devotees separate from Krishna, then we don't realize they're devotees anymore. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that naham vipra nachanara patira naham vapi nasudro. Devotees aren't part of the material world. They're Gopi Bharata Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa. Devotee means servant of the servant of the servant of the servants of ultimately Krishna. So as soon as we say devotee, we mean all the servants along with Krishna. So to serve the devotee means to ultimately serve Krishna through the devotees. And as soon as Krishna is not there, then it's not devotee anymore. At least not to our understanding, then we're in Maya.
Narad Muni has said, Idam hi Vishwan Bhagavan Evetra, this whole world is also Bhagavan.
You mean the first canto, he said that. Yeah, it is Bhagavan.
So it's not only that devotees who are close to Bhagavan, but everything else is also emanating from him.
Yes, but it's simultaneously one and different. Just like it also says that, how does that verse start? From fire comes heat and light and expands everywhere. Ekadesha sitasya ger, joshna distra si yata, prasya shaktis patedam akilam jagat. Prasya. So just like from fire comes heat and light. So fire and heat and light are not different from the fire, but they're not the fire. So in that way, the whole universe is Vishnu, because it's Vishnu's energy, but it's not Vishnu, it's himself. Therefore, we don't recommend to serve his energy without Vishnu. Our philosophy is to serve both the energy with Vishnu, not the energy without Vishnu. Serving the energy without Vishnu is the philosophy of Ravana. That's called Maya. And serving Vishnu along with his energy, that's called Krishna consciousness. So we serve the energy, but we serve it on behalf of Krishna, according to how Krishna wants us to do it, not according to how Maya is directing us.
It's said in Bhagavad Gita, Vidya Vinay Sampanne Ramane Ravihasti. So one who has that equal vision, for him, the whole thing is the Lord himself.
Yes, but he sees within the heart, he sees Radha and Krishna together, or Lakshmi and Narayan, along with the soul. He doesn't just see everything as one. He sees Krishna, he sees Radha, he sees Lakshmi and Narayan, he sees the soul, he sees the different energies. It's not that everything becomes one. Because Krishna says, in a different part, a similar verse, it says, Samam sarvishu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshwaram vinasyava vinashantam yakpashyati sapashyati. One who can see the soul accompany the supersoul in all bodies, and who knows that neither the soul nor the supersoul within the destructible body is ever destroyed, he actually sees. So there's more than simply seeing the soul. He also sees the supersoul, and wherever the supersoul of all the supersoul's associates are also there. So Krishna is there along with the soul. Otherwise, who is Vishnu, Krishna, giving information to if he doesn't see the soul too? So it's not all one. One is the instructor and the other one is being instructed. It's not, Krishna doesn't say, I'm sitting in the heart and the soul is directing me. He says, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Ishvara Sarabhudanam, Brideshe Arjuna Tishtate. I'm in the heart, I'm directing the soul. So there must be a superior person, the super soul, and the inferior person, the soul. So one who's actually learning, he sees that, not just, you know, everyone equal. He sees everyone, all the souls being equal, being spiritual souls, but he sees the supreme soul too.
You have to say they're all
the parts
and
parcels. Yeah. Anything else? So what's your indirect question?
I had a question. I was going to ask you about the senses and the difference between the senses and in a sense, is out of control and being controlled by goat.
You mean out of control and being controlled by the goats?
Yeah, like when the body can be, like with people that take drugs, things like that, they can be controlled by.
Well, they're not out of controlling, in a sense, is ultimately means to let Krishna control them. The only way senses are actually controlled is when the order comes from Krishna, and then Krishna is controlling them. And if Krishna is not controlling them, then the sensor is being controlled by the illusory energy. So our control is when we realize that and we surrender to Krishna. That's the extent of that we can control. We surrender to Krishna, and then Krishna controls the senses. And when we don't realize that we're actually servants, then we're just controlled by the illusory energy. So we're always under control. Whether Krishna directly controls the senses or the illusory energy controls the senses, that's the amount of control we have. We can choose. So what kind of illusory energy controls the senses, whether it be, you know, in the form of the mode of ignorance, in the form of a ghost, or in the mode of passion, in the form of some demigod, that's not so important for us. What's important is that we want Krishna to control our senses.
Then I was just thinking, well, I don't even have any connection with the spiritual master, you know. So what happens when we get estranged from the spiritual master?
Well, the way we find out Krishna's instructions is through Krishna's representatives. So it's not like, in that way, the spiritual master is one. Because Rupa Goswami, he's written Nectar of Devotion, or Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Prabhupada has written so many books, and they're all saying the same thing, how to engage in Krishna's service. So, if we're intelligent enough, then we can see how Krishna's directing us in so many different ways. There's like one time, some of the devotees were asking Prabhupada, they said, Prabhupada, how do the devotees know? You have so many disciples, they don't even know you. How do they know if you're pleased or not? So Prabhupada said, well, the GBC is there, the temple president is there. So in other words, Krishna has manifested himself in so many different ways. So the spiritual master is one who teaches us how to see how Krishna has manifested himself in so many different ways so we can serve him. Not that here I like the way Krishna, you know, in this person, but I don't like the way Krishna acts in the other person. No, we have to be trained up so we can understand how Krishna is directing us through so many devotees and how to reciprocate properly. Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. Grantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande.